was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds.
One of the all-time classics, Walter Brennan, Old Rivers. This is your host, Ray I. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break with us. Can't believe we're in our last segment. Seems to go really fast. This segment, we're going to have a little story time. You know, when we started radios, we'd have cassette tapes to record the show, and we'd get handwritten letters. But today, it's a whole different world. In this electronic world, we get text, emails, Facebook messaging, Twitter. During the show, we get text. Well, that's where I get a lot of information from you all when you tell me your favorite story times. And, of course, some of the old classics of turkey hunting are still the most popular, but I get lots of requests for this particular story time this week about infomercials, so we're going to do that one. We're going to finish up Old Rivers, Walter Brennan, after infomercials, and then close out the show, so we'll see you next week right here on Eye in the Outdoor.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray.
It's 3:30 in the morning. I'm staring into the bright, flashing TV screen, not unlike a moth to the flame, while I scan 400 television stations. You know, I gotta ask myself, do people really watch this garbage on the idiot box this time of the morning?
When I first got the shark, I fell in love.
Okay, you may ask, well, why are you watching television at 3:30 in the morning? Well, it's quite simple. Research. It's part of my job description. This early morning, the most important thing are the hundreds of titles of paid programming. Yes, you guessed it. I'm reviewing TV infomercials. Research for the outdoor hunting market. Is there room in the infomercial world for hunting products? I'm setting my favorite recliner, my chiseled body covered only with Homer Simpson boxers, a true professional in every sense of the word, a steady hand on the remote, ink pen in hand, notepad, and a large cup of coffee. To be real honest, this is some really scary stuff. The infomercials, that is. I'm now deep within the world of silicone big boobs and old dudes with really bad hair, or lack thereof. Hundreds of people with very little clothing, people you never see in an airport or a restaurant, especially the women, skinny, non-stop smiling, perfect bodies that look nothing like women in the real world at Walmart. A circus of exercise equipment parades across the screen. Several look like they could be used more for a torture chamber, or maybe a unique marital aid, or even a boat anchor. There are a wide variety of colors, shape, and sizes of weird pedaling, climbing, stepping, running machines known to mankind. All the exercise machines are straddled by happy, giddy, smiling people that already have more than perfect bodies. Hey, why not show some big fat couch potato huffing and puffing, sweating like a pig? But no, these infomercials want you to believe for just 300 payments of $250 each, you too can look just like these robots on TV. Flipping through the channels, I find an army of white coat guys, oohs and ahs from the crowd, the shaking of heads, nasty looks, then thundering applause when the pork comes out of the never-fail easy clean oven, a standing ovation when the dirt spot disappears from the rug with a close-up shot of people in the audience shaking their heads yes, looking at one another with tears running down their faces. But wait, there's more, and that's not all. You also will receive... I change the channel again. This time to wild music and loud applause from a huge audience. This white coat guy runs over to an old car and says, can you believe this wax? Look at the wax application on this faded 1937 Chevy once driven by Charles Lindbergh to the first Steak and Shake in St. Louis. Then white coat guy says, "Now, this car looks brand new." Thundering applause. Then it happens. A standing ovation. This is a very emotional moment as I feel a tear running down my cheek. But then, what do I find on the next station? If your spouse is not completely satisfied, we might give your money back in 5 easy payments. But she's smiling from ear to ear as he tells the world he's young again. Call now. Give us your credit card number and expiration date. Call now. It's 3:30 in the morning and we have 500 operators standing by. Why are they always standing by? Are they really standing? Why not sitting by?
How do I know?
The fact of the matter is, there's every type of thing, gizmo, widget, bells, food wrappers, cleaners, tools, medical stuff, car parts, cookers, cooler cups, spaceships, known to mankind in the world of infomercials. So I guess my question is, who or what kind of type of person buys this stuff? Is there really room in the infomercial world for an outdoor hunting company? Should we take the same path as others before us for an infomercial? Set up in a big studio with large crowds, white coat guys all called doctors, non-stop trashing of the competitors, screaming, "Oh, but there's more!" The television screen fills with huge-breasted, dark-tan, sculptured women basically wearing 2 band-aids and a dental floss thong. Maybe we show Fabio-type guys strutting and flexing and cut off camo shorts. I personally would not look very good in the exercise stretch threads that Bruce and Marvin are wearing this morning on this channel. I'm out of here. During this extensive research, I also discover a very important factor. Not much of the good cop, bad cop thing anymore in infomercials. Today, it seems the in thing is to be very, very smart and very, very stupid. The host is always the most smartest person on the planet. His assistant is the stupidest guy ever, and he's not only stupid, he also repeats everything the smart guy says. Let's take a closer look into the world of the modern-day infomercial. With loud rock music, the roar of the crowd, and thundering applause, a paid-off, has-been, out-of-work actor, celebrity host, with a face stretched tighter than a banjo head, and a very stupid soap opera, has-been assistant run onto the stage. The host or smart guy says, "This is the super pan. I am now going to cook eggs in the super pan with a handle that will never break." Ooh, light applause. Assistant or stupid guy says, "Let's see, you're going to cook eggs in a super pan and the handle will not break? Wow, can you believe that? I just have to see this." Then smart guy says, "I'm not only going to cook eggs in this pan, I'm going to hit you in the face with it, then hand you the pan, knock you off the stage, and the super pan handle will not break." Stupid guy says, "Let's see, you're going to cook the eggs in a super pan, then you're going to hit me in the face with the pan, give me the super pan, and then you're going to shove me off the stage and the handle will not break? Unbelievable! I have just got to see this." The crowd roars as a stupid guy staggers with a pan shot to the face. And as he crashes to the floor, he comes up smiling, holding up a pan with a perfect handle. Fireworks go off, loud music comes up, and half-naked women are running all over the stage carrying the American flag. Flashing graphics come up on the screen. Order now, Visa, MasterCard, food stamps, or your firstborn. Call now. Operators are standing by. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine. Crops is dry. Down near them in, Mom said, "Son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me."
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.